This is WBAA Classical. I'm Greg Kostrapa. The Tippecanoe Chamber Music Society presents their Colors of Brazil concert Sunday afternoon at 4 o'clock at St. John's Episcopal Church in downtown Lafayette. Margot Marlatt is director of the TCMS. We have her in the studio, as well as baritone Marcel Ramalho and composer Alan McCullough. So thank you all for coming in today.
Thanks,
Thank
Greg.
You for having us.
Now let's talk about the program, Margot, starting with, what was the concept behind it? How did the Colors of Brazil get billing this time?
I just asked Marcel first to be part of the program, and at the time I had to name the program. I thought, well, he's Brazilian, and he said he would perform some Brazilian music. As most of my concerts evolve, now we have this wonderful American composer being part of the program with a viola piano sonata. So it's the norm with the Chamber Music Society that things move, and I think having a vocalist on the program is always a win-win.
Marcel, let's talk about you for a minute. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, first of all, thanks for having me today. I come from Brazil, and in Brazil I did my undergrad in vocal music education at the University, at the Federal University of Paraíba. Then I came to Indiana State, where I got my master's degree in vocal performance. And now I'm finishing my doctorate of art in music at Ball State University. So at the very moment, I'm actually working on my dissertation.
Now, how did you meet Margot?
I attended last year's concert. I think it was the Christmas concert. And after the concert, I just came to her and I just introduced myself. And I said, I would be very much interested in being a part of the program of this concert series, yeah.
So your program on Sunday, Marcel, begins with some music by Jacques Ibert. Tell us a little bit about those pieces you'll be singing.
We're going to begin with this song cycle called the Chanson de Don Quixote, the Songs of Don Quixote, that Ibert composed in the 1930s. It was a part of a musical competition. Ravel also wrote a song cycle for the same competition, but Ibert's song cycle was chosen. It's a very short song cycle, just 10 minutes, but talking about crazy things that he did.
Okay, and Don Quixote is really the story of Don Quixote with the tilting at windmills and all that fun
stuff. And the guy who just decides out of nowhere because he was reading too much, decides to be a knight. And then at the end, so that he could be just skewered from that craziness, people just burn his books.
So that'll start the program. And then we have music by Alan McCullough. Alan, no stranger to Lafayette audiences. Lafayette Symphony played a wonderful piece of yours, a fanfare, a couple of seasons ago now. Tell us a little bit about this viola sonata.
I came about writing the sonata kind of by happenstance. I was trying to help a former student of mine with a project he was working on. And so I wrote also a Purdue person, Amy Branfenbrenner, who runs the Chamber Ensemble program. I said, can you help me put together an ensemble? And I kind of said, postscript, I would love to work with you. Maybe we could do a viola sonata or something. And she wrote back right away and said, I can help your student. And yes, I'd be very interested in a viola sonata. And this was in the summer of this year. So then we decided to go ahead with that project. And the concert got closer and closer and closer. So it was a little bit frantic finishing the music, but I was very happy to really put the pedal to the metal and write music that I am proud of and I think that will be enjoyable for audiences. And the performers had time to practice.
Yes, I'm sure they certainly appreciate that. Is it kind of a typical viola sonata, three movements, fast, slow, fast? How would you describe it?
It does have the kind of typical three-movement scheme. I think one interesting thing is that there's not really a huge amount of music for viola sonata. You come across Hindemith sonatas, Brahms had a couple of sonatas. It's a little bit spotty in terms of the number of pieces. So I really was interested in this piece to hopefully augment and add to the repertoire. And the viola has such a rich tone, and it has such wonderful things it can do in different registrations that I thought it would be a nice sound overall.
So the program starts with Ibert and then moves to Alan McCullough and then some Brazilian music to wrap it up. Marcel, let's talk about Brazilian music in general and the music you'll be performing. When I think of Brazilian music, I think of Etoile Villa-Lobos and then perhaps Mozart Camargo Guarnieri. And beyond that, there's really a lot of folk music. How much is there of the classical music tradition in Brazil?
It's interesting because that's exactly what I'm writing about right now in my dissertation. The musical culture in Brazil is just as varied and diverse as is the population. I mean, it's a gigantic country. If you're talking just about Brazilian classical music, You have composers who strictly followed the European style of composition of the, for example, the 17th and 18th century. And then you have composers who really were followers of Schoenberg, for example. And then you have Villa-Lobos, who was basically a nationalist, a guy who wanted to express his really personal musical language, but attached to Brazilian musical nationalism. And then you have the composer whose songs I'm going to perform on Sunday, and the composer I'm writing about in my dissertation, José Siqueira, who was a great composer. He had really a great compositional techniques. You know, he really mastered all that you can do in composition. But he was also, like Villa-Lobos, he was a nationalist. So he really wanted to incorporate Brazilian features into classical music. And then we're just talking about classical music. If you go to the realm of popular music, then it's a whole big thing, yeah.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah. So you're singing the one set of pieces by this composer. Tell us about the song cycle.
A song set called the 8 Popular Brazilian Songs by José Siqueira. Since it's a set, it's not like the songs have a relationship with each other, unlike a song cycle where the songs actually, they show, they depict, they try to trace some kind of path or tell a story. These songs, they don't. He just basically composed them and put them all together and published them as a set. So they're varied when it comes to the melodic line, the harmony, the way the rhythm is treated, the way the text. A couple of the songs are really folk songs that he just basically harmonized. The other songs are texts that he took from Brazilian poets and just set them to music. And then he just really expressed his musical language through those texts.
It's Sunday afternoon at 4 o'clock at St. John's Episcopal Church. Tickets at tippecanoechambermusic.org, also available at the door. Margot Marlatt, Marcel Ramalho, and Alan McCullough, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having us, Greg.
Thank you for having us.
For WBAA, I'm Greg Kostraba.